Ken Hustler, Klack. Farmer Jolly had a farm where all the animals did exactly as they pleased. The cows roamed around the meadow chatting to the horses, and the pigs slept happily in their sty. But merriest of all were the hens. There were five of them: Henrietta, Prunella, Old Aunt Feather, and Beatrice Bird, who rather fancied herself because she had a pretty face. The head hen was Bantam, who was the smallest of the lot. She sat on her perch, playing her penny whistle, while the rest of the chickens were in their nest boxes, laying eggs. Whenever Farmer Jolly wanted an egg for his breakfast, he would call out of the farmhouse window, "Play your penny whistle, little Bantam," and all the hens would start laying at once. One morning, Farmer Jolly summoned all the farm animals and birds to a meeting. The hens sat in front, and next came the ducks, while all the other animals stood in a group behind them. "I have bad news," said Farmer Jolly. "I'm sorry, my friends, but I've had to sell the farm. From tomorrow morning, you will be working for Mr. Moan." "Oh dear," they all muttered to each other. "I do hope he will be kind to us." The animals were very worried when Mr. Moan arrived to inspect the farm the next morning. He was thin and ugly and never smiled. He wore shiny boots and carried a big knobbly stick. None of the animals liked the look of him. First, he spoke to the pigs.
"What a messy sty. Get scrubbing brushes and water and clean up the place at once."
Next, he went to the horses.
"You're all too fat. I'll soon get you in shape pulling the big cart to market and back."
Then he told off the cows for looking so sleepy. Last of all, he visited the hen house, where the chickens were sitting quietly in their boxes, waiting for Bantam to start playing her penny whistle. When he saw Bantam, Mr. Moan went red in the face.
"This is supposed to be a hen house, not a concert," he yelled. "Be off, Bantam. I don't want to see you or your penny whistle on this farm ever again. Tomorrow, there will be a new head chicken to wake up all you lazy birds."
So Bantam packed her little bag and left the farm. Early next morning, Henrietta looked through the henhouse window and saw a huge cockerel marching up and down. He had a bright red comb and long shiny spurs, and he carried a brass-tipped swagger stick under his wing.
"I'm Hen Hustler Cluck," he crowed very loudly. "Wakey, wakey, you lot! Time to get up and lay some eggs."
The chickens were told to line up while Cluck inspected them. First, he shouted at Henrietta,
"You haven't preened your feathers today, they're filthy." Then he screamed at Prunella, "Tomorrow morning, first thing, you must polish your claws. They're appalling."
And he was very rude to poor old Aunt Feather.
"Take that silly smile off your beak," he said, "or I'll give you a whack with my swagger stick."
Then he made them all march up and down the yard until they were tired. All that is, except Beatrice Bird. Cluck had taken a real fancy to her.
"Stay where you are, my dear," he said. "You're far too pretty to wear yourself out marching up and down."
The other hens marched behind Cluck,
left, right, left, right, about turn, left, right,
he shouted. But none of the chickens had ever marched before. Prunella sprained her ankle. Henrietta walked into a big barn by mistake, while poor Aunt Feather sat down to rest among the cabbages and fell fast asleep. Next morning at daybreak, they were all woken up by the sound of Cluck crowing at the top of his voice.
How many eggs have you laid this morning? No hen gets any breakfast until she has laid at least one egg.
But when he returned 10 minutes later, he found no eggs.
Out into the yard, everyone. We're off on another long march. This time, up the hill and down again.
So off they all trooped, except Beatrice, who stayed behind eating out of a large bag of maize. But when Cluck looked into the nest later in the day, there was not a single egg there. The hens were so scared, they could not lay at all. All this time, Bantam was thinking of ways to help the hens, and she asked Oliver the Owl for advice.
Just say nothing and keep on watching, he said.
Then one morning she heard Mr. Moan yelling at Cluck.
Unless I get some eggs very soon, he was grumbling, you'll have to go. I'll get another hen hustler.
Cluck looked very miserable.
Just give me one more chance, sir, he pleaded. I promise you, they'll be laying by tomorrow morning.
That evening, Bantam followed Cluck as he sneaked off to the pond and stole all the duck's eggs he could find. He quietly placed them in the nest boxes while the chickens were asleep. Then he called at the farmhouse and told Mr. Moan that at last all the hens had started laying.
Good, said Mr. Moan. I'll inspect the nests first thing tomorrow. If there are enough eggs there, you can keep your job.
When Cluck had gone happily to bed, Bantam went to find her friend, Old Cock Sparrow.
Can you lend me 4 very small sparrow's eggs, just for one night?
She asked.
You can have them back tomorrow morning.
No trouble, Bantam, he said,
and he gave her 4 tiny sparrow's eggs. While no one was looking, they both removed all the duck's eggs and left the sparrow's eggs in their place. Then they slept until dawn, when the whole farm was awakened by Cluck, crowing very cockily.
Wakey, wakey, everybody! Mr. Moan himself is coming to inspect your eggs today.
Before the hens could get to their nest boxes, Mr. Moan strode into the hen house.
Right. Let's see those eggs.
The next thing everyone heard was a loud screech.
You've tried to cheat me, Cluck. These are sparrow's eggs, not hen's eggs. Now, get off my farm at once. How dare you play a trick like that on me?
Cluck fled the farm as fast as he could, while all the animals and birds laughed and laughed and laughed. Then little Bantam came out from behind the hen house and began to play her penny whistle. And at once all the hens jumped into their nest boxes and began to lay.
Why, this is wonderful, said Mr. Moan,
smiling for the first time as he saw fresh hen's eggs.
You can have your job back as head hen, Bantam. From now on, just keep on playing, and you chickens keep on laying, and I'll be a very happy man. It's music while you work and double rations for breakfast from now on.
Then all the hens clucked merrily, the cows mooed contentedly, the horses neighed and whinnied, and Bantam, the musical head hen, played her penny whistle for sheer joy.